Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back after a short break. I am Kirsten.
Hello, I'm Deja.
And I just told you, it's the Not Safe for Work podcast. Anywho, we are coming to you on a Friday. It's November 6th. It is 3 days after the election, exactly 2 weeks before mine and Joe Biden's birthday. I learned that today.
Y'all have the same birthday?
Yes. Thank God I got somebody better than Future. So I'm okay
now.
Oh,
wow. You had the same. Yes. Wow. What manipulative group we've got.
A politician and a fuckboy.
And Kirsten.
And me.
What do you have in common with them? That's what we're waiting to be revealed.
Nothing. I'm just a Valentine's Day baby, y'all. My parents' anniversary is on Valentine's Day. Do the math. That's all I can tell you. Anywho, yeah. So technically
your
speaking,
birthday twins are not as good as mine.
I know.
It's just awful. Before we moved on, I just wanted to throw that
Who
out there.
Who are your birthday twins? Please tell the people.
I mean, the two best ones are Miss Diana Ross.
Okay.
And then my literal birthday twin, I mean March 26, 1991, is Ari Lennox.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ari Lennox.
An honorary shout out.
Okay.
We're not exactly birthday twins, but we're damn close. And it just gives me all the deep between her and Diana Ross. Mariah Carey's birthday is the day after mine.
Okay. Alrighty then.
I mean, what a time. A March Aries, what a diva.
Oh my goodness.
Three great examples of what March Aries women can and should be.
Alrighty then.
Four, if you include myself.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, yeah.
Your birthday, what are we doing, Kirsten?
You know,
I haven't heard anything.
I know. I haven't even thought of anything. Y'all, I never do.
We go through this every year.
Every year, and it's not going to change even in a pandemic. It's not.
Well, wait, what day is your birthday?
It's a Friday.
The 19th?
The 20th.
It's a Friday? I thought the 20th was a Saturday. Oh, no.
It's a Friday.
Well, I want to do something.
Okay.
That Sunday, I was thinking about hosting a Friendsgiving.
Oh, that would be nice.
Here at my father's house.
Okay.
He doesn't know it yet. I was going to ask him today.
Does Jackie know this yet?
It was going to be a very small, COVID-friendly, just you, probably Danielle, Ariel, Ebony, Marlon, and if Danielle wants to invite Jamal.
Okay.
You know, just my COVID, and my other Ebony, my light-skinned Ebony.
Oh, okay, okay.
If y'all are listening, y'all are my core COVID group.
We're your core group. Period.
Exactly. No, but I've got like all my out of state friends, you know.
Yes.
I have other friends.
I know you do. I'm just talking about in Georgia.
Yeah.
You are a social butterfly. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about in the state of GA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I was thinking about inviting Rita too.
Okay.
Tell Rita. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it, guys. Because okay. Then we're starting to get a little shaky. And I'm going to emphasize, if you in any way, shape, or form don't feel good, don't come.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if everybody feels like getting a COVID test just to be prepared as we go into the holidays, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. I mean, because that following week, my family will be here. So they'll be here the 25th. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have a house full of people, but I'm going to have some good home cooking. So I can't complain.
Aww.
But yeah, for my birthday, I really, really wanted to go horseback riding again. Really do.
Mm-hmm.
So I may do that, but then I also will probably just have like a small, I'll probably go to dinner or something simple. Nothing major really. I mean, ain't much to do. So yeah, we'll see.
Keep me posted.
I will. But other than that, y'all, yep, I discovered Joe Biden was my birthday twin, and it just made me feel so much better today. Just Aww. In the sense that, like, finally it's not just Future, because that shit sucked every year. But it's okay now. Mm. It's okay. But anywho, y'all, we'll get into what? What was you about to say?
I was just going to ask, I wonder if you would meet him, would you tell him that to his face?
That having a birthday with him absolutely sucks?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Probably. He would probably say, that's why you're crying in a Kia. And I'd be like, true.
Damn, I don't ever think of a shade come back to myself.
That's the only thing I could think he would say to me is like crying in a kid. I'd be like, oh well.
Ooh, I got a good comeback for you.
Okay.
You can be like, that's why all your goddamn baby mamas can't even fit in my car.
That is true.
Thank you.
I need a bus, really.
That, and add that to the end. Yeah, oh, bus baby having ass. Then I wonder what he would come back with.
Nothing, because it's all facts.
I hope this happens one day, and I hope I get to witness
it. Oh, Lord. It'd be sad if I, like, met him, and I'd be like, he's really nice.
Right? He's clearly too damn nice. That's right. The problem. Like, he's
actually a really sweet person.
That, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Apparently, he has a new girlfriend.
Who?
I have no idea. I just read that he, like, moved on from Lori Harvey. Lori
Harvey is a G for that. This girl got a Jamaica trip, a flashy-ass watch that was all paid for by this man, and it's over with already.
I mean, you know me. I don't get impressed with by rich men buying rich women stuff. I mean, I don't.
That's true, but
it got to be something real, real. Like, yeah. If he would have bought her ass a house, I'd have been like.
She did just get a house. Whether or not that was his or he. It's probably hers. I mean,
it's probably Mr. Harvey's, actually.
I was going to say it's probably Steve's.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real.
I ain't mad at it.
Mm-mm. But anywho, y'all, let's just get into the hot topic this week, because it really wasn't no topics. I will say this. This is funny.
Okay.
This is textbook voter suppression that it's not funny, but it's funny.
I can tell you some stories I've heard this week.
My power went out for 8 hours. 8 or 9 hours.
After the storms on Thursday?
The night before the election.
Why?
Because.
Monday night?
Yeah. There's McNair High School is a polling location.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across the street from my house.
I know.
We share the same grid.
Mm-hmm.
18-wheeler or whoever drove into the pole.
What? They drove into the high school?
No, the pole.
Oh, in the front pole. Of the school. Okay, I thought you meant like their polling station. I was like, what? Okay, so drove into that pole. Okay.
It took them. They were like, we don't know. Well, the good thing is like, well, the whatever had battery backups or whatever, mm-hmm. but it was like, we do. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like,
but they only last for so long.
Well, exactly. Everybody was like, I mean,
the thought process is we set them up the night, Monday night, so that the battery's like super well charged,
right,
if we need it come Tuesday. But if it ran into it Monday, then they wouldn't have had a chance to charge.
Exactly. So I said, oh shit. I said, well, damn, y'all didn't even try to hide that. I said, what is the coincidence? Like, what is the irony?
How did he hit a pole?
Girl, I don't. And I mean, he took the pole and all the power cords with him.
Ooh, is the man okay?
He's fine.
Okay, good.
It was the top of the trunk. It okay. Just,
what the fuck? How did
I said,
that?
Oh, my shit went out at 7 o'clock.
P.M. Monday night.
Monday night, and came back on at 3 in the morning.
That's pretty quick for the damage that was
Girl,
done.
Girl, well, it was we got lucky because it was like that happened, and 20 minutes later, Georgia Power was on the scene.
That's good.
Because at first, I said, y'all, I don't know if they're going to be able to fix this quick. Like, that's a lot of fucking power lines.
Yeah.
They had, like, I think they had a team of 5 to 7 different trucks out
there.
Wow. Trying to repair all the lines.
Wow.
Before it was time for the polls to open.
Okay, Georgia Power.
I said, this is the one time y'all asses actually did y'all damn time estimate shit and showed up.
Well, to be fair, most times when our power goes out,
it's due to a natural disaster.
Right, so it's impacting a ton of people.
It was only 1,300 people that it affected.
That's a lot of people.
It is, but I'm saying, DeKalb, at home, it could be a sunny-ass day and my power just...
What in the world?
30 minutes later, 15 minutes later, I'd be like, what is going on? That is literally DeKalb County. And every time I'll go on my neighborhood's Facebook group and they'll be like, oh, that's the power. I heard a big bam. I don't know where it came from, but I'm sure they'll fix it. Like, we're just used to it.
I'm done.
But that's DeKalb County, y'all.
Well, that's good that they got it fixed quick. Well,
because at first relatively quick. Because at first they said 9 p.m. and I was like, I opened the door. I was looking around. I said, no, it's a lot of people. It was black. I was like, oh, and then of course badass kids is breaking into people's cars and shit. All of it. It was craziness. What? Yes. Again? Girl, I told Marlon, I was like, I said, babe, just make sure
you lock your car.
Yeah, lock your car. He Bring was in your class when it happened, so he wasn't even home. But I told him, I was like, these kids out here acting a fool.
Already.
I was like, I'm in the house. And I told him, I said, you just need to come straight here. If you're going to stop, don't stop. Like, just come straight here. I don't know whose badass little kids is going to get bucked today. But damn it, I ain't got time.
I'm done.
But yeah, so I was like, well, oh well. But it was wild that night. I was like, of course this shit would happen the night before an election.
That's crazy.
It was insanity.
That's crazy.
I said, if he was trying to accomplish some shit, he almost did. He almost did.
I hope
shit.
That wasn't like a I plan hope not. Or anything.
But I said it's just weird. Them lines, 18-wheelers go back and forth by them lines.
Maybe he all was day texting long. And driving.
These are lines that were above him. So I'm like, what were you doing that you hit the lines? That many lines at that. Wildness. But anywho, y'all, the election happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's technically still happening. CNN has had their anchors on a 12-hour rotating shift. Aww. All day, all night. I don't know if it's delirium or what y'all got going on, but Twitter has become obsessed with Chris Cuomo.
Really?
Girl, he's been trending every night.
Why?
Because everybody's like, he is fine.
He's been handsome.
That was me. I was like, I don't understand how y'all are just now seeing that this man is clearly handsome and in shape and he takes care of himself.
He's been fine.
Okay.
And his brother, I mean, he's much older.
But you could tell when Governor Cuomo was younger, he was a baddie too.
Look, any Cuomo can get the kudo, okay? Okay.
I mean, I was like, yeah, I get it.
Those are prime they sugar are, daddy candidates.
Oh, 100%. I said they are handsome, both of them.
Don't they have connections to the Kennedys?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or the Shrivers, which I associate with the Kennedys. Let's see. Cuomo family. Cuomo brothers.
Because it's like a shit ton of them. It's like six of them, ain't it?
I don't know about all that.
No, yeah.
No, it's four. Okay. No, I'm sorry, it's three. They have one sister.
I thought it was more than that.
Mm-mm, Andrew and Margaret.
Huh. I don't know why I thought there was more. Okay.
Okay.
I will say the Cuomo brothers gave me such a good laugh at the beginning of the pandemic when they would be on CNN together talking shit for like 30 minutes. I thoroughly enjoyed it. He was like, I just want you to know Mom said you should call her. He was I called Mom. I talked to Mom.
I saw that.
Hi, Mom.
So their father also was governor of New York.
Okay.
From 1983 to 1994.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long run.
Maybe it's who one of them are married to. No, let me check Andrew. Who's he married to? Let me see. Goodness.
Because how long has...
Yes, I knew it. I knew I wasn't crazy. I love the Kennedys.
Okay.
So Governor Andrew Cuomo is married to a daughter of Bobby Kennedy.
Governor Cuomo is divorced and single.
But well, they may have been, yeah, they divorced in 2005.
Okay,
so they were divorced. They had three kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Carey, they shouldn't have did that.
Mary Carey
Kennedy.
All right now.
But yeah, she's a daughter of Bobby Kennedy.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Governor Cuomo is a single bachelor out here, okay? Just living his good old happy governor life. And he's just chilling. I forgot.
Knew it. I was like, one of them in true Northeastern politics fashion, because you know, Northeastern politics, it's 2 degrees of separation from a Kennedy.
Yeah.
If you are a politician connected. In Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, it's like the only Kennedy 2 to 3 somewhere up in there.
Yeah.
And you better hope you didn't catch a curse or a residue of it.
All right.
What? The Kennedys are cursed. We know that. You know they say, by they, I mean my daddy.
I was going to say, who is they?
They say their father sold his soul to the devil for all of their success and wealth. And that he didn't know what was exactly going to be taken, but it is rumored that it was a number of sons, descendants, would be taken in return. Mm-hmm. Two sons and a grandson later. On top of a number of other odd as fuck things.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying, y'all. Kind of like... Never mind. I don't want to insult any of our Haitian listeners.
Oh, hell. How did Haiti get...
But they, being my daddy again.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever, I can't remember his name, but my daddy always said, whoever was the leader of Haiti when they got their freedom from France sold his soul to the devil for Haiti's freedom.
Guy. I remember. I can't think of his name either, but he's...
Jean-Baptiste? Jean something? That's what my daddy said.
Hold on.
I don't know where my daddy be getting this shit from.
I was about, that's some Louisiana shit right there.
But that Kennedy stuff be making you think, man. Making you think. It's just way too many. And they had a daughter die too, I think. Or.
Toussaint Louverture.
Okay. See, I was just being Jean. Ain't no Jean?
No.
Okay. Toussaint.
His long name is Francois Dominique Toussaint Louverture.
Oh, he sound fine.
He was 59 when he died. Mm. Born Saint Dominique, Haiti. Mm. I can't tell if he's fine or not in these pictures of him. Oh, he was a thin fellow. Mm. Anywho, yeah, y'all. So the election is technically still going on. The ballots are being counted. It has been a shit show. Since very, very early Wednesday morning, I would probably say.
Yeah, that's a good conclusion.
Tuesday, of course, you know, a lot of people did mail-in ballots this year.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, speaking of, did you see that over 78% of Georgia early or mail-in voted? Mm-hmm. That's why I was bored as fuck on Tuesday.
That's why I wasn't nobody there.
We had less than 250 voters come through.
Yeah,
because
they did that shit already.
At one point, my coworker next to me had a full-blown nap.
Really?
Sitting up, sleep, rocking.
I can't.
Child. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Tuesday, the stats essentially say Democrats voted primarily mail-in or absentee, whichever you want to call it. Republicans voted in person on day election day. Now, here's the thing. All right. I learned this from John King on CNN, that poor fella, because he kept going back to that damn map. Maricopa County and Alligator County. Let's go back to Philly. This
Maricopa
is where we're
County
waiting.
Is so famous right now.
It really is. So essentially what happened was, in all previous elections, most people just vote in person. It's just easier.
Majority, yep.
Which is why you always get the results so damn fast, because it's all through a computer. You can see this is how many votes somebody else has. This is how many is outstanding.
Yep.
They can't fix the lead. Boom. There you go. Done. Mm-hmm. This is why we usually find out about who wins by like
10 p.m., 11 midnight.
But that's not what happened this year.
We knew this wasn't going to happen. I also want to point that out. Like. Okay. His supporters that are acting shocked, the media has been telling us for weeks. Experts have been telling us for weeks that we are not going to know the result because of multiple states' ballots. Processes and states like Pennsylvania that don't count it until the day of the election.
Even though, let's be clear, the governor of Pennsylvania tried to get the state legislature to allow them to start counting ballots
early.
The GOP said no.
So
and now they complaining about how long it's taking.
Right.
And the Secretary of State called their asses out about that shit on the news today.
These Secretary of States
don't give a fuck. They don't care.
The one of Georgia, when Fulton County shut down on Tuesday night, he got on WSB TV and was like, well, Fulton County decided they're just going home. We understand there was a water break, but if things are resolved now and they're just going home. So, it's disappointing. It is disappointing. Y'all. It's very, you know, all of us across the state are out here working very hard today.
Yo, Fulton County, it was so on brand. Y'all, me and Deja talked about this shit on Twitter. It was so on. As soon as I saw it, I said, only Fulton County.
Maybe DeKalb.
But Fulton,
we knew.
Is a definite. I was like, oh my God. They said.
And they were, and it was the big one in the city of Atlanta. So you knew they didn't give a fuck. Water break, sis. Shit. I'm going home.
Y'all don't pay me enough for this. 4 hours. I'm going home. I'll be back tomorrow.
They y'all, can wait.
Okay. That's exactly what they said.
Who gonna check me? Donald gonna come here?
They were
he
done.
Can see me.
Yo, I died when I said, this is so on brand. Only Fulton this County. This is so Fulton County right here. But yeah, so that shit was so funny. I laughed so hard. I said, only every Secretary of State I have seen has been with the shits.
But
okay,
what would have been even funnier about Fulton is if they knew Nevada wasn't going to be on time. Like, imagine them being there like, Nevada just got out the shower. Shit, at least I'm doing my makeup. Don't rush me. Don't rush me.
Fulton County said, first of all, y'all don't pay us enough for this shit.
And they don't.
Second of all, be clear. It's 10. I'm going home. I will see you at 10 tomorrow.
If they get paid like poll workers.
They need to get paid more.
They
for the amount of work that these people are doing, all these volunteers, they need to be getting paid a lot more. Y'all got these people on rotating shifts to count these damn ballots.
Some of them may be temp workers that like the county has brought in, mm-hmm. and from what I've heard, they do pay them more. Mm-hmm. But I know for poll workers, it's
a wage,
set for the day. It's $150 for the day, which breaks down to $10 an hour because we have to be there at 6 and we're at 7 really is when the poll opens. Mm-hmm. We really need to be there at 6, so that's kind of like a free hour.
Yeah.
And then we close at 7, mm-hmm. and then anticipate it up to 3 hours afterwards, mm-hmm. depending on like if we have to close late, breakdown, etc. Mm-hmm. So it breaks down to like $10 an hour, right? Yeah. I'm asking around, are we getting hazard pay? Because I see hazard pay as an extra $100, and I don't know what else would be a hazard other than a pandemic. People are like, I don't know. I was like, why don't we know this?
Right. Why aren't y'all asking?
Are we getting hazard pay?
Right.
But yeah, then people was probably like, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is, if they get paid like we do, they were probably like, and I'm done. I've reached my limit.
Yep. I hit my 150. Yep. About that time.
Catch me tomorrow.
Okay. But yeah, all Secretary of States that have been doing press conferences have been with the shits.
Yep.
They don't care what you got to say.
No. They just doing their job.
They
right.
doing their job and they counting for the votes. Now here is the funny shit.
Mm.
Early Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think it was Nevada or some shit. Or was it Arizona? Arizona.
Which one?
Okay. I think it was Arizona when like two or three different news outlets called Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Yep.
And Trump comes out and goes, that's not right. You keep counting in Arizona, I'm bound to flip it back.
Right.
But you stop counting.
Every damn
everywhere else that I am in the lead. Just stop. Just stop. This shit is done. I won. No,
that's not how this works.
At all. So we're like, okay, whatever. Then Wisconsin and Michigan flip
go.
To Biden.
They go.
We hear some more. This now it has escalated from stop the vote to this shit is illegal and this shit is fraud.
But
and
again,
everybody's like, well, okay, where's your evidence? Well, we're looking for it. Well, then
these judges are literally rolling their eyes as they get these lawsuits.
No.
They're like, nigga.
First of all, one of his lawyers in Pennsylvania goes to the, because there's been this thing about observers. First mm-hmm. of all, we're going to get to his late night speech last night that.
Let's not.
I died.
I didn't watch it.
I laughed so hard. I said, this nigga came out the gate lying. And Anderson Cooper, the silver fox that he is, let his ass have it.
I heard.
Okay? And so did Jake Tapper. Okay? But so the judge of Pennsylvania, there's this thing about you can observe the counts, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're talking about, they have them, this was part of his speech, they got them counting 60, 70 feet back. Some of them have to use binoculars to see that took me out. I said, binoculars?
Ain't no nigga got no
binoculars. Ain't nobody got no damn binoculars, first of all. They got to use binoculars to see, yada, yada, yada. So they kept saying, well, our observers aren't in the room. So they go to the judge in Pennsylvania. And the Secretary of State has been said, there are observers, there's cameras everywhere. If there's fraud, we would catch it.
Like, right.
There are things in place to make sure that this shit doesn't happen. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is how all elections should go from here on out. Because can't nobody say shit about shit getting stolen. When shit is on paper, it's just really hard to fake that shit.
Right.
So they go, one of the lawyers goes to the judge in Pennsylvania. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're having an issue with observers, da 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 da. And the judge goes, so were there observers in the room? And he goes, where there weren't, there weren't zero observers in the room. And the judge said, well, why the fuck are you here?
Right.
Go home. The answer, whatever you about to ask me, is no. I'm not listening to the shit. They have gone back to judges in Pennsylvania countless times.
Child.
And them shits keep getting denied. Keep getting denied and keep getting denied.
Because there's nothing
there's
wrong.
There's no evidence. And every judge has said, I will hear you out if you have evidence.
There
they
is
don't
none.
Have any. Here's the issue. You can't make a claim and have no evidence. You can't make the claim and then go seek out the evidence for the claim. It's a lot easier when you get evidence. Then you make your claim.
But there's none. Because there's nothing being done wrong. There's nothing.
You can't fake paper.
We knew this.
We knew this.
They've been saying experts, once they knew it was going to take forever, they've been warning us. This president is already talking about voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Voter fraud. Mail-in fraud. He's
going to
claim fraud.
Yep.
He's going to say that this is a fraud. And here we are. Everything is happening that we expected.
Yep.
Honestly, like, he so when people are like, why is this taking so long? I can't believe he's talking crazy.
Happen. First of all, Trump been telling y'all for weeks that this
months.
Shit was for real.
Honestly,
fraud.
Since like the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this man got on national television last night. And MSNBC really wasn't with the
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I heard they cut it off.
They did.
Which I support.
Within, I think it was 20 seconds of him starting his speech, MSNBC shut that shit off.
I support it because why are we letting him spew?
Right.
Just because he's the president
doesn't mean
because
you can just let him lie.
Exactly. And it's such an important thing. It could incite violence.
Yes.
Like,
it already is inciting violence.
Exactly. Cut it off. Stop spreading the information.
My man, MSNBC, that man came out. First of all, he came out the gate. His first sentence was a lie. As soon as that man started, MSNBC said, well, y'all, we're just going to cut that off because it's not
we're
true.
We're not supporting
it's
it.
It's not true. And then CNN let it play. I got a good
ABC
chuckle.
Let it play.
I did get a good chuckle. You shouldn't let it play, but for entertainment purposes, I laugh.
But it's not entertainment to us. It's the Bible to them damn.
I know. To his supporters, it is the Bible.
Crazy.
So it cuts off, and Anderson Cooper goes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your president. You know, he's kind of like an obese turtle on its back, flailing around in the sun.
Like, who thought of that?
I was like, an obese turtle?
Did your mother draw that one day?
I was like, that's
that
pretty good.
Random.
He was just kind of like, and then Jake Tapper, first of all, you can see the tire on people's face.
Right.
So they have, their fuses
are
short.
Already short.
Jake Tapper, they switch over to Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper just goes, what a sad day. What a sad day for America. And then you got the black girl, Abby Phillips, sitting over there like,
that's my dog.
Okay. Abby Phillips was like, he's just, you know, it's desperation.
Yeah.
She was like, he's losing and he's just having a really hard time.
Yep.
Accepting that.
Yep.
I'm not surprised at all.
We have fostered an environment for this behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The GOP has truly not only fostered, but nurtured, fertilized, watered, provided adequate sunlight.
Okay, talk to it.
to create,
sang to it, played the music,
right, to like, create this. And
then you have Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham getting on national television too, talking about some, this is, I'm with the president, shut the fuck up.
I'm still, don't ever let me meet Ted Cruz, because I swear to God, the first thing I say, I'm
how
gonna
do you
bring
support
up
a man that called your wife ugly? I don't get it. And if I was his wife, we would be divorced.
We would have beef.
I'd be like, are you really supporting
we would
man?
Have beef.
He called me ugly.
Right.
To thousands.
Exactly.
And on TV, there's a clip. It's on YouTube.
Beef. Okay. Wendy's. A double.
Like, I just.
Beef.
I don't get it.
Where's the beef?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
But nonetheless, like, y'all, one thing I want people to realize too is that this kind of behavior and the allowance of this mm-hmm. behavior by congressional bodies mm-hmm. is how you get countries with dictatorships yep. where people do not yep. let go of their power despite what this happens across the world. Don't yep. get it twisted. Oh, America. Da, 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 da. Yes, this is a shitty situation for America because we've never allowed for this mm-hmm. before in politics. Mm-hmm. But we've gotten to this point where we've let this man damn near act like a fucking dictator. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's kind of like we reap what we sow. Unfortunately, I hope things transition well. I hope that,
it's
you
not,
know,
he's not going to leave, first of all. And
it
Biden
scares
is
me.
Already, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised if this man, you going to, first of all, you have to pull him out kicking and screaming. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Secret Service has to use deadly force. Like, I wouldn't. I don't wish death on anybody, but I'm telling y'all now, there will not be a peaceful transition. It's not going to happen.
But what
he's
scares
not
me even
leave.
More is that he, as you can see, has a very strong grasp
yeah.
on literally half the people in this country.
Yeah.
Half of the people that unfortunately have more power by mm-hmm. the skin color, by their skin in
yeah.
this country. They
yeah.
are more backed by the police.
Yep.
They are more weaponized
yep.
because it's easier and
yep.
it's not technically more legal for them, but it's more legal for them because
say,
they're white.
Legal.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it really scares me that it's going to be,
oh, you about to see a war, a civil war going
some
on.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Like, these are people, we've already had craziness this year, trying mm-hmm. to kidnap a damn mm-hmm. governor.
Wild shit.
Like,
there
the
was
incident,
a
the driving incident where they were bumping up against the car
yeah.
and the harassing the mm-hmm. bus. These people think they can
there
do whatever they want.
There was just a Hummer that just got intercepted by police for trying to go and, like, bomb the damn
I heard that.
Counting center in Philly.
I heard that. Y'all,
yeah.
it's a
either way, here's my thing. He wants y'all to stop the count. Just stop. Just stop. Listen to him. Just stop. Because if you stop now, he still loses. That's my thing. You still have lost. You know what I mean? But
we about to be out here like, damn.
It's about to be wild. And my dad already told you, like, you should probably get a gun.
Republic of Congo or some shit.
Exercise your Second Amendment. Because
we about to be out here like Kazakhstan. You know, some of them stands. It's always something popping off in the stands. In Kazakhstan today, dictator so-and-so
lost his shit. That's some
refuses to give Belarus. Y'all heard what the fuck was going on in Belarus
he's
earlier
trying
this year? The same shit.
Yeah.
The president was not elected, refused to leave, okay? It's literally the same shit. Y'all.
Why you turn your
I'm anxious.
Oh, don't be anxious.
Y'all read about what's been going on in Belarus all year.
It's
same situation.
They did say that, you know, if he needs to be removed, he will be removed. Law enforcement is supposed to be removing him. It'll be between law enforcement and, like, the Proud Boys and whoever else that's trying to defend this man in the White House.
Between law enforcement. That is the Proud Boys. What
true,
you mean?
True. Well, maybe the Secret Service.
Nah.
Secret Service
there's enough
to.
People out there that I believe truly would fight the right cause.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
going to be a conflict of damn interest. Some
oh
of them police officers are going to be like, I'm not going to work. I'm
yeah. So we'll
showing
see.
Up on the
I think
side.
They'll call it soon. When that is, I don't know. I think when Pennsylvania is done, we're done. But we just don't know when Pennsylvania is going to be done. But yeah, y'all, it has been an interesting, although predictable, week.
One non-predictable thing.
Okay.
Let's just take some time to pause and give our state a round of applause.
Oh yeah, Georgia did the damn thing.
Stacey Abrams.
Okay, full stop.
Team Stacey Fair Abrams. Fight.
Yo.
Equal voters protection people. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, when I went to the Joe Biden rally the week before the election, he said, like, who would have thought that I would be in Georgia?
Right.
The week before an election. Who would have thought?
Happen.
He said, we are changing this state.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I thought to myself, I'm like, damn, that is true. Like, why is your ass in Georgia?
Right, that's not
normal.
Don't
you need to be in Michigan or
something?
Right,
like, that's not normal.
But shout out to us. I am kind of nerdy about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking at counties. And what really has and is continuing to be the changing impactor is not Atlanta City.
No.
It is Metro Atlanta. Mm-hmm. In the last 10 years.
Cobb.
Guys, it's
DeKalb.
Amazing. DeKalb always
that's
been.
That's true. Yeah, DeKalb is still niggerish.
Yeah, it's always.
I just told y'all somebody
put
out
the
damn.
You gotta go back like way, like 50,
true.
60 years. Like,
I just told y'all somebody tried to put out all the damn lights.
Yeah. That probably was a black man.
Shit.
Nonetheless. Cobb, Gwinnett, Henry County, those are the big ones that have, like, historically 10 to 20 years ago.
It was red.
Like, when we moved down here from Indianapolis, and my parents told people that they were looking and we were moving to Ackworth, Georgia, in Cobb County, people were like,
right.
Be careful. Okay. Now look at Cobb County.
Yeah, it's different. It's
same
different.
For Gwinnett, same for Henry, and I'm so proud. Tyrell doesn't believe me when I say that. I think that it's not just these counties diversifying. I think that's a large part of it, but I also think that the result of diversity is rubbing off on these counties. Mm-hmm. I think that you have more white people mm-hmm. that are voting and recognizing mm-hmm. because their neighborhoods are changing
yeah.
in favor of minorities, you know, voting in favor of mm-hmm. more equal opportunities. Mm-hmm. And my prime example is in an area, District 6, the congressional district that Lucy McBath just won re-election mm-hmm. in, that's still a very white district. Yeah. I think that district's still over 75%
white. What zip code is that?
Girl, it is East Cobb, Alpharetta, Milton.
Oh.
Johns Creek.
Oh, that's big money out there too.
Exactly.
Big money.
But that district, this is, she just won re-election.
Yeah, these, you know, white people put her back in
5 years
Congress.
Ago, the lady she's beaten out twice
yeah.
won that place.
Yeah.
So, and that's, to me, it's like, okay, well, there's still not a lot of black people out there. There's mm-mm. still not a lot of Latino people, but mm-mm. the views are changing, mm-hmm. which makes me believe that as this city truly diversifies, it's turning into a place where people are having, in general, more open ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, just more exposure. And yeah. that's truly how you get to more of equality. We're not even going to dig into the systematic parts of it. We all know mm-hmm. that, you know, or the systemic, we know how that goes. It doesn't, like, because of that, we won't be equaling and out in anything too soon, but nonetheless
mm-hmm.
it is changing. I'm proud of this city.
Yeah.
Proud of the suburbs.
Yeah.
Also want to give a shout out to the niggas that have been holding it down. Okay. Albany, Macon,
oh,
Augusta,
yeah. Yeah.
Savannah.
Yeah.
Because those are the black people. When you get down to those areas, those are people that have, like, their families have been there
for years,
since
decades.
They were freed.
Yeah. Since the beginning.
And I appreciate Stacey Abrams, because her whole thing when she was running for governor and with her Fair Fight, she did not put all her eggs in Atlanta.
Oh, absolutely
she
not. You
traveled
shouldn't.
This state from the rooter to the tuta, mobilizing people in these more rural cities that a lot of black politicians and Democratic politicians
ignore.
They just depend on getting the black mm-hmm. vote in Augusta. Mm-hmm. They depend on getting it in Macon. But she went down there and educated people mm-hmm. in rural places that people didn't care about educating and inciting the youth down there.
Mm-hmm.
Last shout out, and then I'm gonna get off my high horse, because
okay.
I'm proud of Georgia, not just on a presidential, but like
the Senate.
Cobb
Warnock
County just elected their first black sheriff. What'd you say?
Warnock was gonna beat the brakes off Loeffler.
I think so too.
I'm
as long as
confident.
We get these kids back out to vote.
Yeah. Like, I think we will this time.
We
rarely
gotta keep
do runoffs have the same amount of turnout, but I feel like Georgia is like fuck that shit.
I hope so. Keep the young voters like excited, y'all. Keep them interested. I helped so many first-time voters over the last few weeks. Keep them excited. But I'm also like, when people like, why vote? Presidents don't matter. Here in Cobb County, actually Cobb, Gwinnett, and Henry just elected their first African-American sheriffs ever.
Yeah.
Here in Cobb County, our school board just flipped Democratic for the first time, I don't think ever, but in a very, very long time. Yeah. Mind you, our school board had a lot of controversy early this year because we had the guy that lost was quoted saying how he didn't believe in systemic racism in our county. He didn't believe that there was a lack of equality among races in our county. If you know Cobb County, then you know what North Cobb County and South Cobb County looks like. And the schools are very different.
Very much so.
He was quoted saying that he believes in having armed officers on school grounds, not necessarily because of school shootings, yes, but more so to combat gangs.
What?
Gangs in Cobb County, nigga. Gangs
are suburban gangsters. Okay,
I'm not gonna say they don't exist. I'm not gonna say, but you know, it's things, rare. But
it's extremely rare,
and it would be less. It would be even more rare, I should say, if we invest in the areas that you don't believe there's issues in. Yeah. So it's little changes like that that I'm proud of to see just in my local community. Like this could be changes in our law enforcement. Cobb County's police have known to be historically very racist. You know, you don't go into Cobb County and get pulled over.
Yeah.
Who would have thought ever we'd have a black sheriff?
Yeah.
You know, so this is why it's important to vote. And I've just been so excited and emotional about all of those things because Georgia really showed out.
Georgia showed
out. Outside of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Y'all showed out. And I'm just proud of the young voters. That's all. I'm going to drop my mic.
Okay. Yeah. They're going to recount in Georgia for sure with such a slim margin. But usually when you recount things, it doesn't change by that much. So we'll see. But I'm pretty sure Georgia's going to stay blue this time.
I think so, too.
And Donald Trump's just going to have to deal with it and be done because he can't win without Georgia or Pennsylvania. So.
And if you don't like it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Move on out. Keep moving. Move on out to Fannin. And what's some of the Floyd County, some of them that we ain't never live in. Oh, keep on pushing out. Go on, move out of Paulding. We'll take that.
Yeah.
I don't know about Forsyth. The history is you just can keep very Forsyth. Icky.
I don't need to be out there. I don't.
But they're building it up so much.
It's beautiful. It's great.
It's basically getting all the residue of Alpharetta, and it pisses me off. It really does. Can we get that in Douglasville?
Right. but yeah, y'all, so Georgia has flipped. He flipped Michigan. He flipped Wisconsin. Nevada's probably going to flip. Yeah, Detroit came out and was like, fuck that shit.
Detroit versus everybody.
Essentially.
They're basically Canadian. I wasn't surprised.
The only thing I really am sad about, Jamie Harrison and Lindsey Graham, but it's South Carolina, so I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, when you looked at the map, it was red everywhere except for Charleston and Columbia, essentially. And then your border areas next to Charlotte.
Yeah.
South Carolina has such a long way to go. And I felt that when that was one of the main reasons I would tell people, I got to go. Because you still have that. Being from Atlanta, you know, yes, you can experience behavior because you're black. But I feel like white people don't put things past you. Like, white people aren't surprised to know you went to a school aren't surprised to know that, oh, this black person has money. What do they do? They're a doctor. Yeah. South Carolina, you still have that undercurrent and a lot of like white people just assuming you are just not at their level.
Yeah.
And their level won't even shocked that a black person goes to the University of South Carolina. Right. This is a mediocre fucking state school. Why are you shocked? This isn't fucking Harvard.
Right. Like, it's not that great.
Wow. You go to the University of South Carolina, not South Carolina State? No, bitch. But if I did, I could still be just as intelligent.
Right. It doesn't make a difference. Honestly. It's South a lot Carolina's of dumb people at Harvard. Trust me.
And then I feel like it's going to be hard to like build it up because black people grow up there and they leave. Yeah, they don't want to stay.
They don't stay. And I can't really blame them for that. Like, I get it. I get it. Who else was supposed to win? Cal Cunningham in North Carolina. The vote's still out on that, but I mean, you texting and cheating on your wife in the South.
Bro, them ads were ruthless. I saw him this past weekend when I was in Charlotte on him. Mm-hmm. They were like, do you really want to elect an unfaithful man? I was like, ooh.
Damn.
He can't even be faithful to his wife, and you want him to be faithful to the state of North Carolina? I was like, ooh, that sucks.
Let me tell y'all, the level of petty with these politicians and their ads has gone up significantly.
Yeah, just like the Morehouse man.
That's right, sir. It's not the same. Yeah, so, I mean, pretty much the fate of the control of the Senate is going to fall on Georgia. We've got John Ossoff versus David Perdue and Reverend Raphael Warnock versus Kelly Loeffler.
Loeffler or Loeffler?
I don't fucking know.
Me neither.
L. Kelly L.
Such a shame.
So yeah, that runoff will be January 5th, but early voting starts December 14th.
I believe so.
And if you're not registered to vote, you can get registered to vote for that. If you turn 18 before January 5th, 2021, you can vote in this election, that runoff election. And then also, what else am I forgetting? Oh, absentee ballots. If you're going to do absentee again,
y'all, don't,
November 18th.
Don't do all that this time. Come see
right.
me.
Right. I may just go in person for the runoff. I don't think
I'm
going to
work early voting again.
Okay.
That too much mask wearing. That's how my face broke out in the last couple of weeks. I've had masks on too damn long. And it was just tiring.
Yeah.
Working a full job and then going.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be out there in Austell again on January 5th. I put in my time off at regular work today.
All right now.
Catch me in Austell, y'all.
So, yeah, y'all, as of now, there hasn't been any updates other than Biden's lead is continuing to grow, and that's about it. So we'll see. Hopefully by Sunday, they'll call one of these states that, like, hopefully it's Pennsylvania so we can be done.
One last political shout out. Shout out to the squad.
Oh, yeah. All of them got reelected.
I think landslides. One ran unopposed, child.
Who?
I want to say Ayanna Cunningham. Not Ayanna Cunningham.
Presley?
Presley, yes. That's a sore of mine. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Ayanna Presley.
Damn.
I think one of them did.
Squad is out here getting
to it.
It
was not AOC that ran unopposed, but I know she ran by like a landslide.
People are still, people are trying to get her out of Congress every time her, like.
And isn't it somewhere in the Bronx that she represents? Mm-hmm. They're not. Fuck right. That. This is our homie, bruh.
She can stay. it'll be interesting when she decides to run for Senate. Because she'll win that too, I'm pretty sure.
It's going to be interesting. I think she could potentially win it in the state of New York.
Oh, 100%.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know today Biden is supposed to be making a speech, prime time, they said, whenever that is. No exact time as of yet. What?
I want to be on a boat.
Oh.
You know I love me a damn boat. I just turned and saw a bitch twerking on a boat. And I'm like, damn, that should be me. That could be me, but you playing. I want to be on a boat.
And we are going to move into the work playlist, Lord.
Ain't nothing else to talk about?
No. What a King Von passed. Me and Deja both realized we had no idea who this fella was. Rest in peace to him. He apparently died early this morning. Ain't really much else.
I feel like we missed last week, and I feel like there were some.
What happened last week?
I don't know.
Oh, Reginae got a breast implant.
Oh, we didn't talk about Lil Wayne endorsing President Trump.
What is there to say about
exactly?
That?
Are we?
He didn't told y'all asses he don't know.
And
what
apparently
racism
Kodak
is.
Black.
He don't like black women. There you go. I don't know what you want us to say to that.
We did miss the Birkin.
Argument. Oh yeah,
we don't have to
what
dwell
was
on
the
that.
Quote,
can neither of us afford one?
Fuck no, but most of y'all can't.
But here's the thing, y'all gonna hate me. I'll play the devil's advocate. Because of like how it all came up with being prejudiced and saying that like whenever black women start wearing them, the value goes down, which I don't agree with at all. I want to make that clear. However,
Birkin bags are extremely rare. So
that's what I want to say. Don't get it twisted, though, y'all. Yes, a lot of these celebrities are wearing fake Birkins.
They're wearing fake Birkins and they're not like the custom Birkins that you get. They're resold.
I'm telling you right now. a lot of these celebrities, especially any Instagram models and stuff, are wearing fake Birkins, and that's okay. I'm not saying Cardi B is. I wouldn't know the difference,
to be honest.
I wouldn't either. I'm not saying Cardi B is, but I'm just saying, white and black, y'all don't get it twisted. Because what was it, Real Housewives of New York, where one of them was going there, but like, that's definitely a fake Birkin. Oh. That's definitely a fake Birkin, bitch. I saw such and such. It was fake. Okay. I was dying. Y'all, a lot of them are fake. Especially if you see any unique looking ones.
Yeah.
They are hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. So that's all I got to say on that. Don't think all this stuff you see is real.
Birkin bags are so rare that majority of the people that buy Birkins are buying them from resellers. They're not.
But it's one of the only bags that appreciate in value
because they are so damn rare.
Mm-hmm.
According to Sweetie, if you can't buy you a Birkin and pay your bills, send them to the streets.
First of all, yet again, I'm just going to throw this out here. Yes, Quavo has a lot of money.
Yeah.
He does not have a lot of money to be competing regularly for Birkin bags.
No.
Just going to take
he
that
got
as
that
may.
Level of money because Birkins be like 40, 50 grand.
The unique ones. And again, it's not even about like the money. Yes, can he pull out $40,000 in his pocket? Sure. But it's a level of exclusivity and who else is on the list to get them. If Amanda Bezos or whatever her name is also on that list.
Amanda Bezos.
Isn't that Jeff Bezos' ex-wife?
Oh, Mackenzie Bezos.
Same. Amanda Mackenzie. Y'all knew who I meant. People like that.
If they're on the list, they would get it before us.
Like, I'm not saying they'll get it before, but they're not available to just buy. Mm-mm. Like, boop, boop.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a
Birkin. You're competing with people like that for these Birkins.
Yeah.
So all these Birkins ain't
real. To me, they ain't that cute, but that's me.
They're not.
Yeah.
Look, the TJ Maxx knock, the Michael Kors knockoffs.
They do just fine for me.
Okay. And probably be lasting that much longer.
Yeah, but so we can move into the work playlist.
That's going to be light for me today, Kirsten.
Me as well.
The big thing that I've got on my list today, 2 Chainz dropped a song with Big Lotto. And yes, she's going to get on Instagram Live talking about, y'all can't even say the big no more because Nicki Minaj, Big Lotto. Big Lotto. Called Quarantine Thick. It's a bop. I like it. I don't know if 2 Chainz is getting ready to release a new album, but to me, 2 Chainz is one of the few rappers that releases consistently solid entire projects.
Yeah, he is.
Like, his projects be from the Ruta to the Tuta, and you don't find that very much anymore. Vivian Green released a new song.
Really?
Yes.
It's been a minute.
A hot Philly
Where
minute.
Where's she been at?
Maybe counting votes. She's from Philadelphia. New song is called You Send Me. I recognized her voice immediately, and I was like, wait, is that? No, it can't be. Vivian Green? That's how I'm going to be when Carrie Hilson releases new music. Is that Miss Carrie, baby? Nonetheless.
She was supposed to release music last summer, not this, 2 summers ago. It was called Liar. Love is a
religion?
No.
Release.
I'm just going to Google it.
Motherfucker.
Nope. Let me see. Hold on, y'all.
People say that beehive curse hasn't quite let up.
It hasn't.
Miss Carrie, baby. I went to my first bar this weekend in Charlotte.
Went to what? I'm sorry. Say it again. I was reading. Go ahead.
I went to my first bar this weekend.
Oh, how was that?
You know, me and Aaron had the exact same sentiments.
And what was that?
Super excited to be back in the streets. Extremely anxious because we were back in the streets. We both were like, oh, it feels so good to be here listening to music with people.
But I need to get out of here.
Exactly. But I'm low-key ready to go because
I can't.
I need to take my mask off and you guys are making me anxious. But yeah.
Okay. So it is Love is a Religion. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't hear that
one. Okay, this is from 2016. She was supposed to drop an album 4 years ago.
What's going on, Carrie?
She said it's just not ready. I don't know.
Ma'am.
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 it's if it ain't ready now, just let it go. Just let it go.
I wonder if she still works with Timbaland and Polo de Don. Like, those were her two main producers.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like her and Timbaland are still cool. But I also have absolutely no idea what happened to Polo de Don.
He just endorsed Trump not too long ago.
God damn it.
I remember that because Trump said it as Polo de Don. Just like he said, little pimp.
Polo de Don ran the late 2000s, okay?
He did.
He, like, all the bops were by Polo, circa 2006 to, like, 2010. Mm-hmm. But my last song on the list, Omarion released a new song, Do You Well. I love it. I pretty much like everything Omarion drops. I mean, I don't know why he doesn't have more of a, like... Well, nobody really promotes R&B like that anymore. But I like Omarion's music.
I do, too.
It's solid.
The man is fine. And he has a... I need his skin routine.
I didn't realize his brother was Jhené Aiko's baby mama. Really? You know, I don't know much about... I watched her Tiny Desk, though.
Jhené Aiko's? Mm-hmm. When did it release?
Not too long ago, because it's one of the stay-at-home, the quarantine ones.
Got it.
You know, they've been, Ty Dolla $ign. That's how I fell into it. I watched Ty Dolla $ign, and then me and Tyrell started watching others that we hadn't seen yet. And hers was pretty good. And Jhené Aiko, she sounded good. And, you know, I don't think she can sing that well.
I mean, she sounded really good. She can hold a note.
She sounded, actually, Tyrell's going to be like, oh, if he listens. Uh-oh. But she sounded pretty good. Like,
okay.
Not pitchy, just solid, a solid singer. Not like Whitney Houston or anything on the track, but a solid singer.
No one is making that comparison ever.
It was very calm. She had the little,
She's very zen like. All she does is.
That's what Tyrell was like. I can just feel her energy. It's so vibey.
What does that even mean?
Like, her energy is good.
Okay.
He's going to be, he's talking. Her energy was just next level for Sean. He had to go get his life right. He had to go get his energy right before he could come back to be with Jhené, because her energy was just too pure. It was too good for that. And he had to deal with his demons. And I was like, you right, babe.
Okay.
You right, boo.
You are right.
I was passionate about that thing.
All right now, honey.
What's on your work playlist, Kirsten?
Honestly, not. I need to block that number. Honestly, not much. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. I've already talked about the 1111 song. What was the other one? I can't remember now. Shit. Oh, They. That's who it is. Have we talked about They on this?
Mm-hmm. He was part of my long-ass work playlist on the last episode. Mm-hmm. The song with Wale, though, is the only one I recommended.
Yep, that one's a good one. And then Emotional Oranges.
Ooh, did they drop new music?
I think so. I could have sworn I saw that, but I could be wrong. I could truly be wrong. I love that their name is Emotional Oranges.
They're like cool, too. They're cool looking.
Yeah.
All That. They released a song called All That.
Yeah. Oh, that is what it is. Because it has this to the All That, like, All That. Yeah. It's a vibe. I like it.
This is all that. This is all that. Oh, did you grow up watching that, Kirsten? Of course. Might be a little old for you.
Ma'am. We have talked about this. I am only 2 years younger than Deja. Just two.
We all that.
I'm not doing this with
we
you.
We all that.
Oh, we didn't talk about Ivy Park. That's the only thing. We were gone.
What the fuck is there to talk about, sorry. Kirsten? The shoes that we did not get?
We did not get the shoes, but my stuff did come in.
I mean, that shit's still for fucking sale.
Where?
Even some of the shoes are back up on like ASOS now. Some got returned.
Yeah, probably.
You can pretty much find every shoe except for the night joggers, except for the ones I wanted, and the highlighter like yellowy ones.
Yeah,
I don't see those anymore.
Care for those.
But the two that are kind of like classic-y looking, they're on ASOS. They're Adidas.
Damn, I should have went to Finish Line because Finish Line had it all. I should have went to Finish Line. No one knew. And then I saw the comment was like, I went on ASOS's Instagram and they were like, just go to Finish Line. They don't have everything. Finish Line does. Finish Line had the crop hoodie I wanted.
Finish Line had everything.
And they took longer to go to sell out because a lot of people didn't know that they
if
had
we
it.
We were on Finish Line at 10 a.m.
We would have been.
We would have got our fucking shit,
yeah, we
would have
got the shoes. Yeah. Well,
I'm still
the dark green and yellow. I could not find. They weren't even on Finish Line. They were only
the Night Joggers.
Yeah, they had the lighter ones. They didn't have the dark green and yellow ones. Mm. I could only find those on Adidas. But everything else they had. But I will say I do like the leggings. They're nice. They're cute.
That's good.
I'm a fan of the leggings. I got the sports bra. It's a good. It's not even for medium support. It said medium support. It's light.
Now, it's Beyonce. Light.
I did a you one know. Good jump. I was like, this is for light. I
now
can't.
You got some titties. You okay. know.
Well, I knew it wasn't necessarily Sis. The best support when she, Auntie. In the video, she was walking and her boobs was.
Looking bounceable.
Okay. So I said, okay, if her boobs look like that and she got about double D's now yeah. after them babies, mm-hmm. I got double D's, my boobies gonna bounce. Yeah. And sure enough, my They're boobies bouncy. Were bouncy.
Yeah, I've actually yeah. thought about getting the powder blue ones, but I don't really want them. I'm, what, yeah. At this point, I would just be getting them just to like feel better about them. Myself. Yeah. And yeah. I really don't like them that much.
I can understand that.
Yeah, the white. Look, oh,
what?
It looks like even more. So you just got to kind of check.
Yeah,
if you do
a lot
want
of stuff I'm sure got returned.
Through ASOS, yeah. Because now the high yellow ones are back. Mm. Oh, nope, that's the crop top. I thought it was my shorts. Nonetheless, y'all.
First of all, Beyonce, you really got to do... This is what I found out. So Adidas has a loyalty program. Mm-hmm. Whoever, like, if you're the highest level in the loyalty program...
That's who got the pre-access.
You got, they got the pre-access at noon.
Well, I have a friend that says she don't know how she got pre-access. She was like, I got pre-access, but I don't know how. I was like...
You probably, I think it's called like the icon level with their loyalty club or whatever. So I started an account so I can get points.
I like Adidas stuff.
I do too.
Their app
yeah.
is pretty cool too.
Beyonce, you just got to, it's not fair. Let's just put that out there. It's not fair. Your audacious level of her face. It's not fair if you let people shop pre-order. That's fine. Whatever. Then you giving rich people free shit that they can buy.
They can afford the whole fucking collection.
They can afford.
Just so they can get online and brag to us that they got it for fucking. Not only that they got it, but they got it for free. Beyonce, this is kind of fucked up. I'm really upset.
She sent people the entire collection for free.
I just wanted one pair of shoes.
Then you have, oh, put your shit in your basket. And when it hits 10, just press purchase. Why when the damn clock counts down?
It's literally 4
it
minutes
said
and
sold
25
out.
Seconds.
It said sold out. That makes no sense.
I'm stressed again.
No, it's okay. Don't be stressed.
Because I just knew I was going to get my shoes.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm ready.
We was ready.
Me and Kirsten were waking up at 5 a.m. Up, UK release only.
Oh.
Wait, no. First it was 5 a.m., but it was really 6 a.m. Then we found out that it was UK only.
They didn't specify
this
that.
This is the day after we tried to get it at 4 p.m. on
the
dot.
Day, right.
Through Adidas.
Yeah, yeah. And then what made me laugh is I checked my email. I'm like, the fuck? How did I get the bra and the crop top? It don't make sense.
Because it's a mess. But they got to get rid of the bots.
They do. I don't even think it was bots. I think it was the people that had the pre-order and then.
No, I think it's partially bots too.
Probably.
Because there's no way, there's no thing in their system that weeds bots out. They would have to have some sort of coded system.
That's true. Yeah.
And
it was fucked up.
And they end up on third party sites
instantly,
too quick.
Yeah.
That's bots.
Instantly. For double the price.
Exactly. And I'm not. I'm yeah. already kind of like, are they really worth it?
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm just about to buy from a third party the old ones that I really wanted.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, because they're out there.
You know what?
So.
Fuck this shit. I'm just going to pay $200 for them. Yes, they were $120. But these are the ones, the burgundy and the orange ones are the ones that I really wanted.
Okay.
But I'm, why'd you bring that up
I'm
again?
Sorry.
I literally just got over it. I was checking ASOS and Adidas all weekend, like up until Monday. And then I was like, okay, shift gears, Asia. It's election time.
Yeah.
There's more important things in life.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Here you go.
Professional clapback, ma'am.
So I don't have a professional clapback per se this week, but I do have a tip. And actually, it's kind of the opposite of professional clapback, y'all. Just a reminder that if I really believe in customer service in any role, even if you're not necessarily in a role where you have to give customer service. It's just about being kind to other people and karma. But especially if you are in a customer service or if you're in some sort of role, volunteering, whatever the case may be, where you are helping people, please do your best, especially if people are being nice back to you. Like, it's one thing if you work. I understand people getting burnt out and tired and not giving the best customer service if you work in something like collections.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to maintain customer service because you're calling people with bad news all the time. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to share my example from pole working. I tried to be the nicest person ever, like, especially early voting because people were waiting. And yeah, no, it's not like we're giving you a service, like you're coming to vote, but it's still like, just be nice to people. And I worked with someone on Tuesday that was just mean, and it really bothered me. Why are you being mean to these people that are here trying to exercise their right to vote? Predominantly minority people, which historically don't come out that much. Like, let's not deter them. Let's congratulate. Every time I got a first-time voter, wow, thank you so much. Congratulations. It's so awesome that you're exercising your vote at a young age. Like, keep it up. You know, if someone had a problem, for example, you know, like, I see, oh, you requested an absentee ballot. I don't think it ever came. That's okay. No worries. Like, you can still vote today. Just going to take a couple extra minutes for us to do some checking. You know, being really nice to people. Even if I got one person that wasn't registered at all. Did you register? I think I did. Okay, I don't think you did, but you can fill this out. You know, what you want to do, though, is let's go ahead and register again, just in case. That way, you know, just being nice to people, even if you have bad news to deliver, even if their situation isn't normal or it's a little unique, it's going to take some extra work. Good customer service, like, makes the world go round. And to me, it's just like, if you can be one more piece of positivity in someone's life, who knows what that can help them do and what that will foster in, like, paying it forward for them. Yep. They'll be in a good mood to be nice to someone else who may be in a good mood to be nice, you know? So, y'all, pride yourself, please, in customer service, okay? It just is, to me, what would Jesus do? Jesus would be a steward of customer service. And that's all I got.
Okay, Tip, do you...
Kirsten, you took over this segment fully.
Okay.
I just gave really a tip.
You did.
Y'all be nice to people.
My other tip, I didn't realize that...
Good. Sorry.
Okay.
You don't feel good when you give good customer service?
No, I do.
Right. You feel good. Mm-hmm. You're like, I know I help this person to the best of my ability. One more notch in my heaven belt. Amen.
That was me earlier. I helped one of my friends get a job with my job. And I said, I was like, God, that goes in my deed book.
Thank you. I really think it's like the good place out there.
I swear. Okay. I was like, goes in my deed book, damn it. You better mark that, please.
Did you see, Lord?
Right.
Were you looking at somebody in one of the stands?
I swear.
In a Kazakhstan stand.
I was like, when she told me she got it, I was like, God? Mark that?
Did you mark now it? Are you getting a referral check?
Hell yeah.
Hey.
So I'm waiting on that. And then do you know Tyler quit the job that I helped him get?
No.
Girl. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. I miss my Tyler. Yeah. You'll have to let me know what he's up to.
But yeah, so tip of the week. First of all, y'all, I didn't realize it was daylight savings until I woke up Sunday and was like, something's wrong. The time is wrong.
What was wrong? Everything in your life should update at this point.
Not my appliance.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, ours hasn't updated since the power went out on Thursday. I was like, why does this thing say 3:30?
I was like, I woke up and my thing said 9. So then, but then I walked in my kitchen and I was like,
is it 8?
Is it 10? I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, 10.
So what time is it? Then I looked, I said, daylight savings. Y'all, we're in the dark winter period. It is 6:18 and it is pitch black outside.
It really is.
So one of my tips, suicide rates go up, depression goes up, all types of shit goes left when things like this happen. So my tip, if you're somewhere that has beautiful weather, y'all, you gotta get some sunlight. You do. Like, just go outside, and taking some rays while they're here. And yeah, if y'all not in therapy, go to therapy, talk to somebody, do what you got to do. But we're in this until March.
Yeah, but the good thing about daylight savings, guys, let's look at the glass half
full. Okay.
Once we get past it, we only have up to go from here. Okay, so about a month from now, the days will slowly but surely not be as short. I don't know.
All right, yep, that's all we've got for y'all today.
Y'all go find a boat in Mexico. That's what I'm about to do. Bye. Just kidding.
Bye.